We might not be able to do this live tonight via YouTube because the last time we tried to do this, remember, it made us wait 24 hours before we could do it, remember?
Okay.
Okay, it tells me to connect streaming software. See, streaming software says I'm streaming.
So it says we're trying.
I don't know. Hang on. Tell Jade to come back down here.
It says live. It says live.
Yeah, but my YouTube says we're not live. Can you hear us on via through YouTube?
Yeah, I mean, we are streaming. Just letting you know, we are streaming right now.
Okay, so are we ready to go here 13 minutes late?
Yeah, and this is literally the best anyone has ever done as far as production value. Are we ready? I don't think so, but are we ready?
Maybe. Are you ready for me to hit the open?
Yeah.
All right, here it goes.
Bongs and bands. Bongs and bands.
All systems go.
Bongs and bands.
Defiance.
Bongs and bands.
This rebel has a cause.
Bongs and bands.
We begin as wanderers, and we are wanderers still.
All right, I hope everybody heard the music. That would be nicer.
Hang on. You have to wait for the bed to drop. Now you can go.
Okay, well, I didn't hear the bed at all. So, welcome to the 8th Live Edition of Bombs and Bands in Wind Day Rants. As always, I am your dedicated and humble host, John Wilder, coming to you from an undisclosed location hidden deep beneath the surface of the earth. With me, as always, is Mark.
Hello.
And the Mrs.
Don't get me started.
So, to explain to our listener,
Y'all listener.
that here's what happened is the missus had some no small amounts of technical difficulties on her computer, which caused her to lose all of the avatars and things and probably a great information trove, right? Is that
Yes.
fair?
Yes, and now
And
my computer is right now yelling at me, and I don't know why.
is it in Hungarian or Serbo Croatian or something?
Oh, no, it's the various windows that I have open, and one of them is mad at all of the rest of them, so, and I can't tell which one's doing it.
Okay.
I know.
Well, I can't hear you. And let's just assume that the listener can't hear you either.
You can't hear
So
me?
no, I can't hear anything but you. I don't hear any of your computer.
Oh, it's not making any noise right now, so.
Okay.
What are you saying to me? I can hear the dog, interestingly enough, barking in the background.
Yes. Okay. It sounds fine. So it sounds fine. So let's take a step back and let's bring everyone up to speed. So a couple of weeks ago, that's what happened last week. I was just really tired. I was the one that was responsible for saying, let's not do this week, last week. And here we are. We're back. And the previous topic, believe it or not, it was long ago, we talked about movies. And I hadn't come up with a topic. And lo and behold, the missus made a suggestion. Let's talk about good things. Let's go through and talk about good things. So, the missus, it was your idea. What good thing would you like to talk about?
This is probably not a good week to ask me that question, even though I realized that I was the one who brought it up a couple days ago. Yeah.
So you're okay. Okay, Mark, do you have something?
Yeah, I don't. I mean, okay. I warn you. You know, as you know, I'm a gun nut.
You're bringing guns into it. Go forth.
No. I started on a new project recently, which was I want to build a lightweight AR-10 rifle, or AR-308. Sometimes is how it's referred to, but it's basically, it's an AR-15, but in 308 7.62 NATO caliber. And typically they're very heavy, but you know, if you can play around with things, you can get them to be a little bit lighter weight. And so that's sort of what I've been working on, and I've been collecting parts. I have all my parts for the lower receiver, and I've started collecting the parts for the upper receiver. So I pretty much have all my major parts, or not all my major parts. I have all the little minor stuff for the upper receiver. And so, like, basically the only thing I need to get from here on out is going to be like the barrel and the bolt carrier group and so forth. So, but it's been sort of fun. I mean, I like you know, shopping around, trying to find the right piece and then ordering it, and I'll be putting it together.
Excellent.
So excellent. Anyway, yeah, I need to blog. I was going to start on my blog. I was going to put the parts list that I'm using so far, but
excellent. Excellent.
So that's a good thing.
Okay. I myself am thankful for potatoes. I had some great last week. Last Thursday night, in fact, the missus made some wonderful fried potatoes. They were very, very good. They were crispy on the outside and buttery smooth on the inside. And the ketchup was excellent with them. And it reminded me of one of my favorite jokes. How many potatoes does it take to kill an Irishman?
I don't know.
None.
Oh.
Coming from an area where they make a lot of potatoes, you know, that will certainly probably not be a popular joke around your area. The missus, are you still with us?
I am still here, yes.
Okay, I was just wondering if you'd were in the corner in some sort of fetal position and just kind of rocking back and forth, clutching yourself.
Getting close. I'm okay. Still not convinced we're actually live on YouTube right now.
I honestly heard us, so yes, we're live.
Well, see, because I just copied the stream link, and it just, there was nothing there. I can't tell. It's like that question: if I'm live streaming and no one can hear it, am I really live streaming?
We are live streaming. I have just heard us. I just checked again.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
Okay. So, are you thankful for that, perhaps?
Me?
Yeah. There's something you're thankful for today, or that makes you happy.
I'm kind of caught up on all the things that have been snowing me under for the past week or so. But not really, because I have a whole bunch of stuff more that I have to do tonight anyway.
So you're saying that after the podcast is done, you're going to get a bunch of stuff you'll have to do?
Yeah. Hey, do you remember that, I think it was from the late 90s, that movie that had Michael Keaton in it where he kept cloning himself?
Yes, Multiplicity.
Yes, and the clones kept getting dumber and dumber.
Yes.
At this point, I feel like that would be a good trade.
All right. Yeah, I said, I was thinking, you know, after this, I'm just going to go curl up in bed. But you have to keep working. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, wow. I guess it sucks to be you.
Yeah. You see my point.
I want to add, I just got on to YouTube, and I didn't open it up, but it's the podcast. It says live now.
Yeah.
All right.
So, tell Mark.
See, I believe Mark.
out. Oh, yeah, that squeaky sound is my cat. Let me let her out.
Oh, yes, we are the acme of professionalism tonight. We have really got it going.
Well, so, see, we had just gotten to the point where everything worked really well and it was going smoothly. And then, like you explained, my computer broke. And now I have to figure out all that stuff that it had taken us several weeks to get all those working parts in order together. And now, yes. I have to put them back together again.
Oh, you will. You will. So
aren't you the optimist?
No, I just know that you will. So you've got it working before, you'll get it working again.
I didn't even have time to find new sound effects. I'm just stuck with the old ones.
Okay. So, Mark, are you back yet?
Yeah.
Okay. So what else are you thankful for? Or happy with? Or what's a happy thought?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Well, I mean, I don't. My family's healthy for the most part. No one's, deathly ill or anything. That's always something to be thankful about. Weather started to cool down. We're sort of we're going through our Indian summer period, and I think now we're going to be switching over to more fall where it's cooler in the day as well. Because we get these periods where we'll have the heat temperature will be up in the 80s or whatever, and then it'll be down into the 30s at night. But
nice.
But I think now we're going to get it where the daytime temperatures stay in the like 70s.
That's something to be happy about. I have that something else that makes me very happy. That with the volcano going off from the Canary Islands, that there is at least some chance that the island will split off. A huge chunk will fall into the sea, and a tsunami will take out the East Coast. That's something to look forward to.
You know, it's sort of funny you say that, because I was reading the anonymous conservatives daily blog or news post that he puts up, mm-hmm. and he mentioned the same thing about you know things are bad when you think about. And he was talking about the exact same volcano and mm-hmm. and tsunami. And he's like, it's really bad when you think about that. And it actually makes you smile.
So, yeah. Yes, 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 indeed. So one day it will all be clean.
Speaking of things from this week that might actually make you smile. Let's go, mm-hmm. Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon. Let's go, Brandon. Are you familiar with that one, Mark?
No.
So there was a NASCAR race.
Oh, yeah, I did hear about that. Yeah, where they were changing the reporter was trying to change the F Joe Biden to something innocuous.
Let's go, Brandon.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Oh. Yep. So there's something to be happy about. Another thing to be happy about, the Chinese were shooting nuclear missiles over the top of Australia, not us. So that's a happy thought. They actually apparently had its trajectory so it would be visible from Sydney as it zoomed over the city. So, there's that.
Like the world just hasn't been dumping enough, of that stuff on Australia lately.
Right.
They're all locked down. They get beaten by police if they leave their houses. France is mad at them. And now the Chinese are taunting them with nuclear missiles.
What are the French going to do? Taunt them?
That's true.
The Chinese...
They write them a firmly worded letter.
Yes, that is correct.
You Australians, you'll make my ass twitch. Mm-hmm.
Well, there was, I heard this great idea somebody had to calm things down on with France and also, sort of give it to China real good. And the suggestion was is that they take that the U.S. purchased those submarines that Australia was originally going to purchase, and then for the U.S. to give those to Vietnam, so that they would then have a sizable submarine fleet there, right in the Chinese's backyard. So
hey, we could just keep printing up $1 trillion coins. You're familiar with that one, right?
Yeah, I don't know why they'd waste the platinum on it. I think they should just print it on the back of a napkin, because that's pretty much all it's going to be worth when they're all done with it.
Well, it has to technically be a coin. So it can't be a piece of paper. It can't be an IOU. Technically, it has to be a piece of coin, which in my mind could be just, you know, folded up aluminum foil would work. And you could write $1 trillion on it. So for our listeners who might not be familiar with that, because the United States might default, they won't. The idea would be that the treasurer or the mint could mint a coin with a face value of $1 trillion and then deposit it in the treasury. And because we had that $1 trillion coin, we somehow wouldn't be defaulting on our debt. And they were going to make it out of a platinum blank. So a 1 ounce, $1 trillion coin.
Well, it's all paid for, so it doesn't cost anything.
It doesn't cost anything. Yes, that's where we are as a society. And I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful that we can just make a few $1 trillion coins and have all the money that we could possibly need.
Do you remember that scene from the movie Spaceballs where they're being chased by the Spaceballs and they stop very suddenly and the Spaceballs just zip past them? And they go, plaid. They've gone plaid because they've gone to ludicrous speed. Mm-hmm. I feel like we've gone to ludicrous speed.
We have. And you know, a real part of that, see, this is supposed to be happy thoughts, but the debt has been doubling essentially every 8 years. So, you know, every president or, you know, half president, it's been doubling every 8 years for
ever, a long time.
For my entire life. So that means if the debt was $20 trillion, then we have to have another $20 trillion in debt created over the next 8 years. And you got to work to spend that much money. And again, where we're at is we're at the place where the curve goes exponential. So there's a happy thought for
again,
you.
Again, we've hit ludicrous speed.
Well, we've lived most of our lives in the area where the curve wasn't exponential. So, you know, there's that.
Hmm. Well, yeah, sorry to dump on everyone's happiness and white pill stuff tonight, but you know, this is all this spending and stuff that they're doing is terrible, because I don't know what's going on in China, but something nasty is happening there. You know, we've got Evergrande and some other large real estate development company over there that's have recently defaulted. China has been having these basically blackouts, and I'd read that it was because they wanted to cut down on air pollution for the upcoming economic summit environmental summit that they're going to host. But then I've seen articles that it's not just in that city that they were going to have that summit. It's all over the country, and they've coal production is down and everything. So something economic is happening. And, you know, we know from history that when that starts to happen, a lot of times governments will look to unify their people by focusing their attention on, you know, a foreign enemy. So, you know, I mean, we might very well see some sort of conflict break out with China, and if we've already shot our wad, so to speak, you know, with these multi-trillion-dollar party plans that the Democrats have, we're not going to have any money to fight a war.
Well, that's because Donald Rumsfeld was a lizard. He was a lizard person.
Maybe we could print $2 trillion coins. I say that like I'm a genius, right? Why didn't we think of that?
Yeah, well, we sound like AOC.
Strangely. No, I have to pitch shift up for that. So.
Yeah, so you can go, you too can go to a $35,000 party. That's what it cost her to go, with a dress that says Tax the Rich on it.
That was designed by a tax dodger. Heard about that, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ta-da.
Well, how about this for the happy thought then? They start minting money like that, and we have all this inflation, and soon all of us that have mortgages will be able to pay them off with just the loose change in our pocket.
You know, you would think that that would be what would happen. However, history has shown the banks always get paid. Always get paid. And in fact, that's what's been happening with the reverse repos, is the banks have been shoving money back into the Fed every night just to, because, well, again, they've got no place to go with it.
Yeah. Oh, my wife reintroduced the cat into the room, and now the cat's meowing to get out.
That's fine. That's par for this particular night.
Oh, wow.
It is a night filled with great amounts of sneed. So, other happy thoughts. I started off with potatoes. And let's see.
Potatoes, potatoes.
Potatoes are a pretty happy lot of thought, though.
Let's see. I like eggs. They're tasty, too.
I can't help but notice that a lot of your happy thoughts deal with food.
Well, that's, you know, I like food. I like iced tea, too. I like our cats. I don't know about Mark's cat, but I like our cat.
Just the one, though. We have four.
Yes. I like one cat. I do not like the other cats. I do not like them, Sam. I am.
Oh, actually, I really like this new cat. It's just, she's very vocal.
Yes, so is ours, but she sounds like Kim Carnes. She's got Betty Davis eyes. So her cat goes meow.
Yeah.
It's like she's been smoking. It's like she's been smoking a pack a day for 30 years. Meow.
She is the Kim Carnes of cats.
Oh, funny.
Oh.
Oh, well, let's see.
Well, I think that next week, perhaps, we should go back and do some more stories like we did in the past. Unless we have another great theme. What does everyone think? Will you have the missus? Will you have time to do a story?
Oh, God, I hope so. I hope things are getting better.
All right. Well, we will try to do a live stream podcast with actual stories, and we will try and start on time. Have you got it all figured out?
Maybe. That's as much as you're getting from me right now. It took me a while to get it all running the way I wanted it to run in the first place, and now, yeah.
I bet you'll have it working like a top. Well,
let's add the other happy thought. You know, before we started that, just to let our listeners know, we were discussing a video and about what was it, 700 stars that had disappeared between?
Yes. 50,
yeah. Over a period of 50 years.
700 that they'd seen out of scanning 12,000 candidate stars. And I believe that they had something like 100,000 candidate stars to scan.
So what were they candidates for?
Well, it's the for graduation.
Okay.
They some of them didn't pass the classes, and you know they forgot to take.
Because they just never showed up, didn't turn their work in.
One of them was just really goofy. He had to take a class that was only on the second semester. No, their candidate stars in that they had been seen in the past, and they'd been scanned, and they wanted to verify that those stars were still visible. And so they, out of 12,000 stars, they looked and they found almost all of them except for 700. And 700 stars disappearing within the span of 50 years is not really anything that anyone could even remotely explain.
Well, you know, so, my favorite current conspiracy theory on that, I don't know, is this a conspiracy theory? I'm not sure if it is. Comes from Clyde Lewis, right? Radio talk show Clyde Lewis from Ground Zero. And his theory is that when we turned on the Big Hadron Super Collider, that it knocked the Earth into a parallel universe. And that's why everything has just gone to hell since then. It's because we're in a universe we're not supposed to be in.
Well, you know.
So think about that and sleep tight tonight.
Well, they call that, of course, the Mengele effect. But everyone remembers that child story, the little engine that literally can't even. Sorry.
Yeah. Well,
the little engine. Everyone knows that the actual title was the little engine that's literally shaking.
My theory on it was that they were, what they'd seen earlier was drive signatures from ships decelerating it as they approached our solar system. And now they've turned off the large drive. So they ought to be here or pretty close.
Or something's moving from star system to star system and they keep trying to enclose it so it doesn't spread. Space COVID.
Yeah. So,
I was gonna do a Hulk Hogan for that, but I just didn't have the line ready. So, all right. Well, on that note, we'll give this a shot next week, and I think we will all be more prepared. And let's all plan on coming, bring a story, and unless I come up with a theme that I'll send out by Sunday. So let's plan on stories and. Everyone be safe and be safe out there. And as always, I'm John.
I'm Mark.
And I'm the Mrs.